Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
Oh, we're rolling. Joey's new face. What's going on? You look great. You feel great. You have a lesion. We have a third mic for the lesion.
We have a third mic for the lesion. No, I did. I went to Sperling for a procedure.
Okay. Talk to me.
I said a lot of work done, but my face does not match my body. I just realized that. My face says Chicano.
Now
my body
ass,
says Anglo-Saxon.
The ass says Protestant. The face says Chicano.
Well, you know what? Those drunk elephant bronzing drops are so expensive and so hard to get because Alex Earl uses them. Mm. I usually put them all over my body, but I have to preserve them now.
And the dick says pygmy. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel without a beard?
You know, I feel fat and disgusting without the beard. I mean, I know it's like...
Well, you got called fat and disgusting enough on Sunday
Wait,
Conversation.
Wait, can we do one thing at a time?
Yeah.
I had my jaw rewired and I had my cheeks lifted. So I do have a little bit of scarring and bruising. Not scarring. It's a little bruise. But, you know, that's happened. So I just cover
up. So they did what exactly? You went to Sperling. You said you were getting a new face. I didn't believe him until he came in and the face was fully shaved. I've never seen Nana clean shaven.
No.
Now, believe it or not, it takes off about 10 years. You look young with a shaved face,
oh,
I think.
Thank you. I mean, I got good skincare too. This isn't ready. I'm still a little swollen and I do need to lose a few pounds.
But what is it? They do. So they did
filler.
Here. They gave you the jawline filler that must have killed. And I noticed the lip has been flipped.
Lip flip.
You had BBL done.
Yes.
You had a penis reduction.
Mm-hmm.
You had anal bleaching.
I have a tit zit.
You had a tit. Okay. This, I'm actually a little bit worried about this.
Me too.
We're doing full anatomical breakdown to start the show on a goddamn Wednesday. Joey has a lesion and it's going to be third mic on Out and About.
I don't know what that is though. I woke up. There's a pimple, but it's like hard and big, right on my tit. It looks like a third nipple.
Show me it. This is now over. Look, what is that? Is that like a scarring issue? I'm worried about you.
No, it's not part of the scar. Do you see it, Marty?
Yeah. I mean, have you been like picking at it or
yeah,
like,
I just tried to squeeze
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Joey said to Marty before he got on, he goes, Marty, do I look trans today?
And we were like, I said, can you tell I'm trans today?
Can you tell I'm trans today? Now that's a daily affirmation we do here. Seven things.
Well,
I technically am trans. I know you're trans.
I have gender dysphoria. It's clinically proven.
Is it clinically proven?
Yes.
I know.
you see my blood work. I'm legally female. I am. I'm
we're
not even
3 minutes into the show.
I'm just saying, if trans people want to come at me, you don't know first of all, you're transphobic and you're not
yes.
supportive sister.
Yes, girl.
And I, you know, it comes in all shapes and sizes. I don't know what mine is. I didn't change my genitalia.
But you thought about it.
I thought about it. Yeah,
of course. And you thought about
I've had severe genital dysphoria since I was a young girl. Everyone knows that. And I finally got my top surgery. It kind of stamped me back to where I was needed to be. But now this third nipple growing is making me feel.
You will have things where Nana needs an outlet. So every once in a while when she's butch, we'll catch Nana up in geesh in private.
Yeah.
And that's enough to just scratch that itch.
Caitlyn was caught in the garage.
Who?
And Kim caught Caitlyn Jenner.
That's you. No, that's
and
literally
geesh
you.
In the garage.
That's you with Bay. Do they know the Bay story about when... Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
The funniest fucking story. Marty, do you have the photo we can put up in like a clip if we...
Yeah.
He goes, I hope...
Well, I was performing for... Dave Porter asked me to wear something slutty to work.
Okay.
Kind of.
That is up for the... This was Joey misunderstood.
They said that I was going to be Vanna White.
No, you thought you were hosting our telethon
no.
in front of the whole company.
They said I was going to be Vanna White and I was going to be walking in different outfits, handing the Oscars, handing the envelope.
So what we did was that... No, we went to the plus size section of Macy's.
I got a lace front sent over.
We got three outfits. Joey walks out in front of the whole company dressed as a lady, as one would when they're hosting as Vanna White. Next thing you know, Bay's texting says, I really hope you're not wearing women's clothing.
Today.
Joey says, I'm not.
No, I didn't say that. I said I had to, because, but I'm not wearing it anymore.
10 minutes later, he sends a photo of something on the table. I think champagne. And in the background.
No, I said, I'm not even wearing women's clothing anymore. He goes, I said, do you mind if I stay out? Oh, no. He goes, do you mind if I stay out? He goes, are you still wearing ladies' clothes? I said, no. I said, we're just drinking. We're just hanging out.
And in the background, there's a black TV screen with a 1960s beehive style and a very elegant lady fresh off a tee shot and a shot of Ozempic. and he picked it up in the background and he screenshotted it and sent it back. I have never laughed so hard.
That is so
funny. Now, like once a week in the Out and About group chat, we'll just send the photo of when Nana's acting a little too fish. Send the photo.
I'm not even wearing women's clothing.
You have a dick straw in your fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Because they gave me a wooden straw, or a paper straw.
Thanks a lot, libs. You got to fucking say goodbye to that. And are we going to talk about Biden and the documents he has in his
they
goddamn garage?
They found little girl's panties in his house.
They need to lock him up and
they were
throw
mine.
Away the key. They were yours? What kind of lingerie are you wearing today, dear?
I don't know. Let me see.
I'm in a jockey jock strap and a silver glass butt plug. You do not need to take it out. Sandra, cover your eyes. Sandra, cover your eyes.
I'm wearing whatever's on the floor.
Cut to the Marty Crouch cam.
The ladies are there today. I can't wait till they come in today.
Who?
When my ring cam.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
I'm going to scare them. I'm going to talk to them.
It's going
to
be great.
Oh, the painting ladies.
Hola, mamitas. Hola, papi.
Did you observe MLK Day?
Yes.
And you did for that?
I got pretzel bites.
Now, I heard you jumped the broom, believe it or not. Through
that
the grapevine, I heard you jump the broom.
I've been trying to jump the broom for 41 years now, and it still hasn't hit.
Well, it's going
to
go. I think it'll happen eventually. We should jump the broom every day when we come in here.
I don't know if I'm ready for marriage.
Ready for divorce?
I'm ready for money.
Okay. Speaking of money, Out and About live tour. We got to pick our cities. I want to do our three East Coast, which we know will sell out, and then we want to go.
I don't
West
want to do
Coast.
Any East Coast. We already did this. We had saturated the East Coast already.
I think we can go back to.
We definitely need to do New York in a non-summer weekend.
Yes,
like that's something I would like to do.
Maybe one New York, but I don't think we should.
Yeah, I think we should spread
I've
it out.
I've only been doing live shows, even with the other podcasts. I've only been doing East Coast, and it's oversaturated. That's
so
why
maybe we do like California. We do Texas,
out. Nowhere,
Florida,
nowhere east. I mean, except Florida, east. Florida, yeah, but the Northeast we've done.
But I heard that Buffalo is actually fucking very good live comedy. Like I heard their shows sell out always. Now what we know ours are going to sell out. But I heard it's a great time.
I'll go there just so I have free buffalo wings.
You're a buffalo wing queen?
I do love buffalo wings.
Are
your drums are flat?
Oh, drums.
I'm drums as well.
Of course. Marcia?
I could go either way. It doesn't really bother me.
Wait, what are Sandra? Flats?
Flats are like flats. The
flat ones.
Yeah.
But it's with the two bones instead of the one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's not
why
a
would
leg.
You do? Why would you want... Why would you want to give yourself extra work with a flat when you can have a drum?
The drums are meatier, I think.
I do too.
I think there's more cartilage on the drums.
Maybe, yeah.
You eat the cartilage?
No, but you have to eat around it. So I think the drum is actually a little more work.
Should we get wings today? Are those keto?
Are you doing keto, dear?
No, but I'm doing meatless month. I'm doing meaty Mondays.
Does that include dicks?
I didn't have dicks today. I had it last night.
Okay. Now let's dive in. Good. Okay. Now, ladies, put your headphones on. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
I was moving slower than mud this morning until I heard that Nana was here early and I rushed in. What happened this weekend with the sex life, dear?
Well, we had a good weekend. A really good weekend.
Oh.
Did we?
Oh my God, the tone change.
I think
if this was a movie, it would go to like very somber tone.
No. Colin Cooper infiltrated himself back in my life. I spent the entire week with Colin Cooper. He befriended my friends and now they're friends. And now like I was, you know, he's at Leah's house every day.
Because we had a falling out with Colin a little bit unintentionally.
Well, it was when he was dating that dominatrix.
Is he dating her anymore? Or is he single?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. Colin's single. Now he's back sniffing up he's sniffing up these legs.
I don't know if he's single or not.
Oh, we don't know. He's winking. He's winking. He goes winking at me. Well, that's lovely, Joey. I'm glad you had a good
sports.
Weekend.
Let's talk about fucking playoffs. Let's fucking go. Josh Allen brought us fucking home. Big win for the Giants. And I'm going to say, because I dabbed up Danny Dimes at the Monkey Bar restaurant on my birthday. I said, Danny Dimes, you're going to bring us to Arizona or what, bro? He goes, oh, we'll see. I'm trying. I say, all right, well.
Say that again.
I saw Danny Dimes at my birthday dinner.
Okay.
He was sitting behind me. So I went up to him and I said, I'm talking about Daniel Jones, number 8 from the quarterback for the New York Giants.
Good.
I saw him at dinner. So I went up to him. I said, Danny Dimes. I said, and you know, the other thing is.
Are you capping right now or are you for real on God?
Do you ever see the picture?
You're on God for real.
On God, I'll show you the pictures.
All right, for
real. So the thing is, and now everyone was saying, like, you know, don't go up to him and bother him. I said, in our culture, in Hollywood, if you see another celebrity, the nice thing to do, you just give a nod and acknowledge that they're there. And that's what you do. So I'm sure he noticed me and I noticed him. So it was like the proper thing to do in Hollywood. So I said, you know, what's up, you know,
what's good,
you know, because we ended up having to take pictures with fans outside and everything. So I dabbed him up and I said, the dab goes like this.
The dab ball, Sweeney. There's a football Dimes. Term. Oh, you want to hear something crazy about football? Stephen Che last night got goddamn fired off content because he was sitting in the gambling cave with Big Cat. He gave Big Cat all these bets to bet. Big Cat put a lot of money on them responsibly, lost them all. So what happened was Big Cat had his desk cleaned out on the second floor.
Big Cat had Che's desk.
Che's desk. Cleaned out on the second floor, moved back up to the third floor. Now, I'm a little bit worried because we do have an Asian quota on the second
floor.
I'm worried
that how are we going to get, every time we need an extra hot mustard packet or soy sauce, we can't go to him now.
I know. It's going to be a lot.
Well, he has a drawer full of them.
We can raid those packet drawers before he comes in. And lucky for us, we have Stephen Che joining us right now to explain what happened.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
All right, Stephen Che, first of all, we're very sorry that you lost your position in content. Joey and I had the idea. Well, first we want to find out what happened. Then we had the idea to maybe welcome you on as a third mic on this show.
Wow.
Joe? Huge.
I'm sorry. I'm watching the Clean Ladies. Oh, yes. I'm so sorry about that. But do you want to add him a third mic? I can go home, though. He can just be a second mic.
And I could actually leave as well. tell us what happened, Stephen.
I mean, my favorite team is the Bucks, and they got just steamrolled on Monday Night Football. Big Cat, a lot of other people put big bets on the Bucks, and they were not happy with the result and directly blame me. And I get it, but I didn't think they needed to take my stuff. All my stuff has been taken off my desk, and
including the packets.
Packets?
Just go with it.
Just roll with it. We talked about it earlier in the show. Would you like to be on our show? Are you even allowed to be on our show?
Dude, I mean.
Well, we saw how successful our little sports show was, so we wanted to ride the heat off that.
Exactly. And I know that we're actually looking to check another box here. We have gay, trans, Jewish,
Kosovo. I'm sorry, she's European. Sorry.
Now, Asian.
Yep.
This could very well be a powerhouse.
We could be the United Colors of Benetton.
I'm sorry?
You know what that is?
No.
Google it. It was like the original inclusive, like, clothing brand.
What do you think you could bring to our show, Mr. Che?
Well, let's see. Like, what are there?
A deep
billion,
voice.
A billion something people in Asia. So, I mean, I'm half Asian. So,
yeah.
You know, do you like a new audience?
Yeah.
Do you have an Asian audience, though?
I mean, I have to think at least coincidentally.
No one's watching Stephen Che because he's Asian. I don't think that's the thing. We don't have a gay audience. Maybe you do have an Asian audience. What else? You could bring us a new audience.
Yeah, look, that's us.
that's what he was referencing.
That's what we were referencing. we should Photoshop our face over that. I mean, you could bring sports knowledge. You could bring a dry wit and humor.
Yep.
You have
the only actual straight member of the team. Marty's questionable.
Marty's
we're talking about big dicks at Jewish camp and butt plugs. So,
okay, all right. Well, this has been a disaster.
So, are you not now? You don't have to move to Chicago with Big Cat.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be a big
coup. And your wife and your child can stay here. Do you have a kid?
I have two.
You have two kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago is very dangerous and ghetto. You don't want to go there.
It's very cold, I know. Yeah. So I'm
are they trying to get you to move?
I've been asked to go, yes.
Would you go? You're going to uproot your family to go to Chicago, the most overrated city in the United States?
They have the best pizza, though.
They do have great pizza.
They do have very good pizza. I feel like the people that live in Chicago don't really eat that pizza, though.
I was kidding.
I was going to say it's Pizzeria Uno is their big...
No. I like that deep dish pizza, but that's not enough draw for me.
Yeah,
the hot dogs are very good too.
Hot dogs are good. The men are gorgeous.
The Wrigley Field has troughs there, so you can do bird watching right on the open.
Now you can strut right in.
Do you do that for real?
Look at guys' dicks when I pee.
Yes, Steven, of course.
I'm disappointed in you. I'm not.
You know, maybe this won't work out.
Not like uncomfortable, but you know, if I can smell an exposed cock. Like, you know, just in the air.
Well, it's not that. It's more like, you know how someone...
Literally. It smells like cheese.
It smells like Parento cheese. If you close your eyes, and you can feel when someone gets really close to you.
My dick is out. Can you see it?
Can you feel it? He opens his eyes. Now, that was Nana's dick. Yeah. Joey has the same feeling when one's exposed. Well, maybe this could be a good thing. You can hang out with us. You can stay away from Chicago. It's going to be freezing cold there. I'm sure the wife and kids don't want you to go. I'm sure they're thrilled.
And if you don't work out here, Caroline Banowitz always needs an extra mic on her podcast.
Imagine if he said who to, like the media. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be brutal. Well, I hope this gets checked out for you today, Stephen. We woke up. We were distraught when we saw all your stuff moved.
I won't let anyone sit next to your chair. I'm going to actually move your chair.
Thank you.
And I'll hold on to it and make sure no one sits there.
Yes. Thank you very much. Hopefully I get my stuff. I mean, they really just move a monitor. Dude, I don't use my monitor like half the time. So
right. What about your salad bowl?
Oh, shit.
He does have
right.
A salad
that
bowl.
That big ass salad bowl. Now he eats bison burgers. Okay. No, ground bison over shredded lettuce and rice. Yes.
He's on the Tom Brady method. Yes. He eats everything that Tom Brady eats.
To be honest with you,
he's going to say straight.
I didn't see that coming either. I mean, Tom Brady, all he does is win, 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 no matter what.
We're talking football
now. And he let us down. I mean, that Giselle slutty fucking Bundchen couldn't keep it in her clam in her pants and went out with that fucking jujitsu instructor. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. Jujitsu? Okay.
That Tom Brady would have had his head in the game and we would have got he could go home and kiss his son on the mouth and everything would be just fine. But now he's all turned around. His head's not in the game. And that's why we had the loss. We took an L.
We did.
We turn our L's into lessons now. Next time we don't trust Tom Brady until we see him have his head in the game. I'd be surprised if we never see Tom Brady again.
Is that how it's pronounced? Is it all for nothing if he doesn't win next year? Because he's won every year.
I don't think he's
going to
come back. I think he's going to give up. I think he's going to give up on life.
He lost his marriage over not even making the playoffs.
No, over coming back.
They made the playoffs. They got smoked.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't. It definitely wasn't a good year for him personally or professionally.
Okay. Any final thoughts to Tom Brady you want to address into the camera or to Big Cat? Why don't you ask for your job back in the camera?
He has his job. Oh, his real job.
His dream job. They're going to banish him back to his business job.
I mean, if I no longer have a job in content, I'm confident the hottest gambler in the company is going to land at his feet.
Okay. And that was Stephen Chase.
What's the trust the data pick tonight?
Yes.
Ben Simmons over 7.5 assists.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
After the 0 point performance?
Ooh.
I'm not playing.
I'm taking minus. I'm taking -3 money line.
Nice. Very good.
We all know about Tuesday Night Football.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh. It was once during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's talking about basketball.
Oh. Oh, yes.
I went to a basketball game the other day.
Which one?
Mm. I went to the Celtics game. We went home, baby. We won.
Was it which game?
The Celtics game.
Nets.
Nets. Celtics, me and my friend.
I may need to trust the data pick. I'm seeing the Knicks Wizards tomorrow.
Okay. I'll look into that for you.
Okay. Thank you, Steven.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Those poor girls. Let's show Marty.
Yeah. Can we just say, we're still going, Marty. Well, the camera's going to get a little jiggly here. That's fine. A little jiggly caliente. The three cleaning ladies showing up to Joey's look like
they're about to go into battle.
It looks like they're about to go into It looks like they're about to storm Normandy. One of them's got a churro in the mouth. The other's defeated. The third one,
if they don't know what they're in for.
I think she has a gun to her head.
I literally had to throw a condom out from my bedroom floor today.
Oh my God, these poor ladies. This is the worst part of their week is when they go to Nana's. Now there's goon stains. There's everything. Have you seen his apartment?
Yeah.
Your apartment is very well kept. I feel like you just let it get out of control. I'm the same way.
No, it's not out of control. It's just the laundry gets out of control. Like, I have so many clothes. I have to throw out so much shit. My spring cleaning is going to be, I want to have one shirt, one pair of pants, and one pair of shoes. I want to be like Doug from
Doug Funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to be like Doug Funny and have like one outfit. And just I have so too much clutter. The amount of makeup from my makeup career that I used to have, I was like hoarding makeup. I threw so much out. I have another bin under my bed I have to get rid
of.
Can
I come in and can we do like a decluttering episode? I'm so good
at that. I have all the things from my red registry. Someone got me my organizers for the my bin organizers. I want to do my pantry. I want to do my closet. I want to do spring cleaning. I want to open all the windows. I'm going to light a fig candle from Diptyque.
This is where it's really just an excuse to light a candle. But also clothes in a New York City apartment, that's every New York
I have a storage unit now.
Because
I
didn't tell you? Where?
Over my house.
You do?
Yes.
Now, what do you,
my Christmas things.
Should I ask, who are you keeping in there?
I'm keeping all my, I'm keeping my gay, trans elf on the shelves.
Okay.
My interracial elf on a shelf.
Okay.
There's Tinky, Winky, and Squiggly. And Wiggly.
And Poe.
Wiggly.
Do we have religious paraphernalia in the storage unit?
There is like one prayer
rug.
No, the prayer rug I have in my house. There is a prayer mirror thing, like a little altar thing that I have that I keep my nativity scene in front of.
That's where you do a line of coke off it and say a prayer into it?
Every time you do it.
Oh my God.
Speaking of cocaine, Gwyneth Paltrow just was very open about, very candid about her cocaine use, which I think was very cool.
What she said.
She was talking about, I mean, you know.
I'll look
like
it up.
She was on, was it Fallon or Kimmel?
It was.
She was on a late night talk show.
It was
Gwyneth Paltrow cocaine. I didn't know she was like a beauty guru.
Oh, what did you Goop?
Yeah, Goop.
I had no idea that was even a fucking thing.
She's the original Kourtney Kardashian. That's why I follow her.
Doing cocaine and not getting caught in the
90s. She's talking about the 90s, not having cell phones.
Yeah, not having cell phones. She said,
I can go home with, I can be with an A-list actor, go home in New York, and there's no paparazzi in New York. I can go home and fuck them, make out with them on the street. No one gave a shit. And no one had cameras. No one was carrying around a fucking Nikon with them. No one had cameras back then.
Oh, here you go.
So you can do coke in a party and just fucking... No one's going to worry about it getting leaked.
Here you go. It was great. I mean, I was talking about doing cocaine and not getting caught. Like, you could just be at the bar and be like having fun dancing on a table with a Ring camera. You could. No camera phones, especially in New York. Interestingly enough, there were no paparazzi. You could stumble out of a bar, go home with some rando, and no one would know. So she slept around in the 90s is what I'm gathering from Gwyneth. 1999. She won the Academy Award in 1999. Hillary Swank. Interesting. How are they doing?
They're carrying laundry out in a little lineup.
Imagine they go out. It's just a body clearly duct taped in a rug. You have them take it out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I got yelled at by a woman at Stratton Mountain today who started saying how much she hates Barstool, how much it's objectifying women, this and that. It was brutal. So I was standing at a bar in Stratton Mountain called the Grizzlies. Drinking, striking up a conversation. I could feel this woman looking at me from the side. So I'm talking to her friends. She comes up to me. She asks, where do you work?
Why did she come up to you and ask where you work?
Because she knew who I was and she wanted to get it out of me so she could voice her fucking opinion on where I work. She goes, are you okay, dear?
So I'm sending a picture to someone.
Oh, who was it?
No one. You can't know his name. It was Rudy Junda.
It was Rudy Junda.
He's
so she comes up to me. She says, she's part Asian. She says, where do you work? I go, a sports media company. She goes, oh, where? I tell her Barstool because I didn't want to deal with it.
No, that's what I always say. I always say sports media company.
I tell her Barstool. She looks at me. She goes, ugh. I go, I'm sorry. She goes, your boss, what's his name? I go, oh, his name's Dave. She goes, he's disgusting. He objectifies women. What do they call it? Hot girl of the day. I don't know what you're talking about. Hot girl of the day. I go, we have smoke shows of the day. She goes, that's disgusting. I go, why? She goes, because it's gross. I go, the girls want to be on there. They submit to do it. How is that disgusting? And so she started to back up and she doubled down. And then she tried saying that I was getting mad, which I was, just because it was bizarre. But then I hit the nail on the coffin. I said, you're just upset because you're not hot enough to be on smokes. Yes. I said, you're just upset because you would never be a smoke show of the day. And her face got all white, but she was just going at me.
So she was Caucasian.
Correct.
Okay.
She was going at me and at me and at me, but it ruined part of my Saturday. For about 10 minutes, I was inconsolable. And then I got it together and that was that. Now, is that a Ring camera again, dear?
The ladies are doing laundry.
Can I look? Let me see.
Yeah. The ladies are going in and out doing laundry. I'm just happy. I want to make sure that they're getting, should I start talking to them through the Ring cam?
Let me say.
No, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them.
I won't.
I don't want to scare them. I'm making
Is it sure. this one? You're Hello?
No, stop. Fiber. Don't do that.
I didn't.
Please don't do that. I don't want them to know how to talk.
I did. No, I didn't. They're not even there.
Yes, they are. The door's
Your
open.
Your house is just wide open.
Well, because they're going in and out doing laundry.
Oh. Has anyone ever come up to you and yelled about working at Barstool?
No, because every time they ask me what I do, I say I work at Forever 21.
Interesting. Oh, we have more music, more news here. Podcast studios. KFC Radio is moving to the Green Room.
Yeah. Chicks in the Office is moving to KFC.
Chicks in the Office, they deserve that. Chicks in the Office, they need a bigger studio with all the guests they have in.
Yeah.
And then the Chicks in the Office studio is allegedly going to be a customizable space. So it'll be interesting to see how
is that
going to
be customizable? It's tiny.
The only thing I think is if they have like things you pull down. And that's got to be it.
It's
going
to be a gray room with a desk and two slots that you can hang boards on.
I'd rather be in here. It's bigger and more spacious than having that room.
Yeah, that room sucks. The fact that Chicks in the Office were in there forever.
I mean, it looks cool. And on camera, it looks bigger, but like,
I guess on camera, it looks bigger. It's just like if you have a big guest, like, physically large.
Yeah.
It's got to be like embarrassing. You have a big guest come into this tiny little room. But they did Drew Barrymore at Sirius. So I guess if you have a big guest, you go other places.
Yeah.
Speaking of big guests, have you heard of asymptomatic anorexia?
No, but I want it.
It's anorexia, but it's reverse. You gain weight. You don't lose weight. So you have all the symptoms of anorexia, only instead of you not wanting food, you just can't stop eating.
That's called a fat fuck.
It was on the TV at the gym. Yeah.
That's not called.
I swear to God, atypical.
It's not atypical. That's just called a food addict.
They had some woman, some plus size model, like talking about it on GMA.
Oh, she's trying. Hmm. She just wants her, that fat bitch just wants her name associated with anorexia.
Yeah.
But she'll never be anorexic.
Right.
You're nothing of the sort.
If you had to have one, if you had to have one disorder, what would you have?
AIDS.
Besides that. You have that. You have the lesion.
Oh. Disorder?
Yeah.
I think I would be like to toy with mental illness a little bit.
Toy with? I've always wondered what it was like.
What would be a disorder? I would like to have big dick syndrome.
I mean, like, would you?
Maybe a limp. Or a lisp.
Macromastia.
What's that?
That's just where your tits won't stop growing.
No, I had that.
Well, I thought that was elephantitis.
No.
What disorder do you want to have? Celiac? Oh, I would take celiac.
What's the one where the sickle cell?
Sickle cell anemia?
Yeah, lupus?
I would take celiac disease.
What's celiac?
You can't have carbs.
What's something that would play well on social media?
No, you have to be gluten-free.
Ooh.
If you're going to have a disorder, it has to play well
something
on social media.
Something visible.
Something visible. Oh, who's the model with the patchy skin?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
Willow Smith.
No, what's it called? She's got the skin.
Winnie Harlow.
Yes, that would be a good one.
Vitiligo.
Is that
I'd like to have Michael Jackson disease so I can bleach my skin.
Is that what it is?
No, she has vitiligo. He had that vitiligo too, I think, but
hers is very symmetrical.
Yeah, isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
Have you ever bleached your hole?
I don't need to, my hole is pristine. I tried to show you.
I've seen your hole.
It is a beautiful shade of light pink.
A year ago, Joey goes, we were in his birthday party on 22nd. He goes, do you mind taking my temperature, Trish? And I come around the corner and he's got a radar gun pointed right at his hole.
Yeah.
What happened with you this weekend, Marty?
Where were you?
I was in Phoenix.
And then we
got
to get to Saunders too.
We had the service for my grandfather who died over the holidays. Oh. And yeah, he lived 101. It was not sad, but not a tragedy. he was physically present.
They don't, do Jewish people do open casket? They don't cremate.
This one,
I know that.
No, cremation's like, no, it's like God gave you your body, so you give it back. But no. But it was fun. We had a dinner Saturday night that was like literally like an episode of Arrested Development.
Did Haley come?
Haley did come.
Did she pick a fight with Jerry Black?
Just everyone got drunk Saturday night and just all of the family drama just like spilled out. And it was.
What was the craziest thing?
Nothing like really crazy. It was just like just a bunch of like just pent up.
Grandpa
drunk,
was trans.
Pissed.
Grandpa's boyfriend showed up.
Yeah. He's demanding the money. Yeah. He wanted the fortune.
Yeah. They opened up the will. There's a 24-year-old there. Like Anna Nicole Smith crying.
An
Asian spinner shows up. It's Stephen Che.
We met on Christmas at the Chinese buffet.
Now, Who is next in line to the throne?
Do they serve Tex-Mex? It's Phoenix. What kind of food was there served?
Not Tex-Mex.
No. Like authentic Mexican. We had that. Yeah. We got pizza after the service, which I thought was kind of dumb.
Did you go to... Oh, that's Scottsdale. Never mind. Phoenix.
I mean, Scottsdale's like right there. You might as well.
Did you go to the Barstool Bar?
No. We didn't have time to go to Old Town.
That's where it was held.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Who's the next in line to the throne?
I guess that would be my Aunt Carol. She's the oldest.
Okay. How old is Carol?
Mid-70s.
Now, do we have any issues with her? Does Jerry have any issues with her?
No. She's wonderful.
Okay. But there was that one Hanukkah where she was overserved.
Now, she got into the Manischewitz, believe it or not.
Now, she got in early. And the next thing, she didn't eat her boiled eggs at Seder. Yeah. Next thing she knows, she's got nothing in her stomach.
Can I talk about my neck?
What about it?
I can't. I got to go like this.
You've been pretty mobile today.
No, it hurts.
Do this. Now put it down. Tongue on the roof of the mouth and down. Sandra just gasped.
I want to go to the chiropractor.
For a neck?
I slept wrong.
No.
I have a tit zit and my back hurts. My lips are dry and I have a bruise in my face.
You're getting your back blown out.
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
What?
Have you ever had... Did he ever grab your hair and hit it from the back and grab your hair?
Has that happened to me before? I'm sure it must have at some point.
May I approach the bench, Sandra? Has a man ever grabbed your hair in lovemaking? Yeah. That's why Jordan Woodruff has that bald patch in the back of her head. Well, that's because that fucking pig bitch has been getting railed.
Well, she insists on having pigtails, believe it or not. And they call her Mr. Ed while they're in bed because they'll ride her like Seattle Slough till the sun came up.
I'm getting very excited. I was with my friend Annie this weekend. Annie, Large's wife. We were hanging out this weekend and she's coming to, we're going to Daytona 500. I'm so excited about this.
I can't wait.
Now I went online trying to buy costumes for it, but
for both of us, I hope.
No, I have to secure my own mask before I help others. I'm going to wear my pit vipers for sure. I'm going to get a new rainbow pair of pit vipers.
You have no idea. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
it's
you have no idea what you're in for.
It's going
to
be hot. Joey? So I can't wear a jacket.
You have no idea.
Should I wear a crop top?
I'm talking cutoff jorts. I'm talking
high tops.
American flag. We're talking land on steroids, this is. It's unfucking believable. You're going to have so much fun. Large can drink. Annie can drink. And B is the best person in the world to travel with. Who else is going? We have Vibs is going.
Alex Bennett can pay.
Alex Bennett's actually financing the trip.
Alex Bennett's getting a whole new wardrobe. She's so excited about this.
Oh, they're all
she bought USA cowboy boots.
Did she?
Yeah.
You've always wanted. We need a pair of cowboy boots.
I had a pair. I lost them in 06.
He lost them in 06 while he was eating out of the trough.
I'm so excited to eat today. Me and Sandra are having lunch together.
What are you eating?
I'm eating HelloFresh. Okay. I mean, I left there last night. I'm only kidding. I don't know what we're going to eat.
I want to shoot a Working Girls while we're in Daytona.
We can't do that.
Why?
We're not going to have the clearance to do that. And it's too many moving parts.
I'll be flying directly from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. I'll be on a luxury trip. So just want to let you know that. I don't want you to get jealous. I'm just telling you, I'll be at a luxury resort. Very luxury. So I'll be motion sick. I'll be altitude sick when I get there.
I'm sharing a room with Vibs.
Are you going to smash?
No, we're just going to cuddle.
Platonic cuddling. So that's going to be fun. We also have a very special guest, Brad. Who is it? Brad Goreski is coming in.
Why do you act like you know? You met him. You hung out with him the other night.
We hung out with him the other night. We're trying to get more of a gay audience. So if you know gay people, turn them on to our show.
Well, there's a new show coming out. Drag Race comes out on Fridays.
Yep.
On MTV at 8 o'clock. And right after that, I believe but there's a new show on MTV called The A-List or The Real Friends of WeHo, which is like Real Housewives, but gay. About West Hollywood. And I was concerned when I talked to my friends at MTV why I wasn't considered for the role. And they said, well, you don't live in West Hollywood. I said,
that's what Brad is on, right?
I said, True Depth. Yeah, that's who he's coming in to promote.
Would you? I feel like we.
I have been a fan of Brad's for many years. If you remember, he was many, many moons ago. He was Rachel Zoe's assistant on the Rachel Zoe project.
Rachel Maddow's assistant?
Rachel Zoe.
Oh. Yeah, he's very funny. He's going to come in. Where did we meet?
At the RuPaul's Drag Race party.
Oh my God. He is, I'll tell you. He doesn't look a day over 26. He's 45 years old. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Oh, he styled Leah Michelle. We can ask if she can read or not.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not crazy? He looks like
he's beautiful.
He's gorgeous. You think he'll like us?
We know him, you dumb fuck.
Okay. Sorry. Don't hurt my mental health, Joey.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
It's Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Turn up Tuesday.
Turn up Tuesday. Did we talk about a baby shower for Casey Smith yet?
Yeah, I just got it catered. Okay. Guess who's coming in?
Don't even tell me it's Scampi.
Scampi's coming
in. Stop.
Because I've been trying to tell everyone, you've never had Scampi? My friend PJ Calapa, he owns Scampi Restaurant. He also owns the Spaniard, which is a very popular restaurant.
That's where all the finance bros go to the Spaniard.
So PJ Calapa.
And drinking Negronis.
My favorite they have a good whiskey selection there.
Yeah. I've been going there for years, and I had you meet me there at Scampi on 17th Street.
With my friend Ben, who was so drunk he could barely stand up.
He was cute.
Oh my God. Remember Ben?
Anyway, we had the best pasta. My favorite pasta in all of the United States. I've never had, outside of Italy, I've never had pasta this good. It's just Scampi Malfadani. Yep. Malfadini pasta. It's these like curly ribbons with the most delicious shrimp Scampi sauce. Unbelievable. It's like the most decadent, yummy food, but it's still like light and lively.
I went there with my parents.
The place is gorgeous. You brought your parents there. I brought my parents there.
And I texted Joey, I go, what do I get? He just sent me the menu of basically everything on the menu. We ordered everything. Sandra, it was...
You're going to love it. It's so cute inside.
It's great. Did you have good food in Paris? Sanjit was in London and France. Good food?
Her London bridge is falling down.
Talk to us, girl. What happened?
She met the man of her dreams.
You did? Did you consummate?
Joey sent it to us. I'm a lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Not on a
Yeah, but you're in a foreign country. I think when you're in a foreign country, it doesn't matter.
I agree. Would you sleep on a first date?
In a foreign country, though.
No, it's different in a foreign country, but I actually was like, wait, I think I have a crush on him.
He's the actor. He plays Jacot in Emily in Paris.
Who? No, it doesn't.
Antoine.
Oh, Antoine.
Antoon?
No, I'm kidding. But if I did DM that guy.
Didn't I FaceTime
you DM'd him?
Did I FaceTime that guy?
Paris? Yes. I love him.
What'd you say?
Who?
The guy from Emily in Paris. You just...
Emily in Paris. Do you want to take me out?
Yeah, did Sandra.
That's not her.
It's just a picture of your boobs. Wait, so what happened? You went on a date with the guy. Now I'm interested to hear.
I went on a date. So this boy messaged me.
Ooh.
On a dating app. And then...
In Paris.
London. No, London. London.
Did you up the apps while you were there?
So I don't have I have one app. So
Scruff.
I use that. Yeah.
Okay.
Grindr. He messaged me. We were going to meet up, but he was going to bring a pal for my pal. But then it ended up not working out. So then the next day he was like, oh, he took us to Soho House. So we met at Soho House at 9:15.
You and your girlfriend.
In London.
This is in London.
You, your girlfriend, and him. Or she's in the distance making sure you're safe.
No. She came. He brought a friend for her.
Okay.
So us two were meeting him too. No, they didn't. They actually hated each other. But she's a girl's girl, so she stuck it out. But in my brain, I was like, this is not going to be anything because I didn't think that he... Like, on his app, I was like, he's cute in theory. I'm just not attracted to him. But then, we're walking, and she's like, I think that's him. I was like, there's no way that's him, because the guy we saw was like, this guy's fucking hot. Like, that's not him.
He did a catfish.
No, so we go, and it was him, and I was like, holy shit, sweating. Not actually, but he was hot.
Was the Soho House nicer than the ones here?
I've only gone to Ludlow House here.
Oh. Can I ask, how old was this guy?
27.
And you found him on a dating app here, but he happened to be in London?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you DM'd, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, he messaged me. He was like, do you want to go out? And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
So then we went out. We went out. He took us for drinks.
Paid for you and the girlfriend.
Yeah, he paid for he was a perfect gentleman. Legitimately a perfect gentleman. He would see a lot of his friends there, and then he would introduce me.
You
at one
me
point,
this, yeah.
we were, oh yeah, I FaceTimed you. At one point, we were talking to two of his friends. I kind of shifted to talk to his other friend because I couldn't really hear, and he shifted his body to be more open to me, just so he knew that
you were
to
included.
Make sure I was there. Yeah, I was like, holy, he was just a gentleman.
What's your name?
We can't say.
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
Because he was like, where do you work? And I told him all about it. So I can't remember if he follows.
It's Gaz. It's Gaz. Believe it or not, it was Gaz.
Chill.
Joey's capping.
So I think he might be my husband.
I'm so excited.
When are you going to see him next?
International Fish. He's coming here for his birthday in April.
He might come here for his birthday in April.
He's front. Did he have an accent?
Yeah.
A Bengali accent, believe it or not.
He had a British accent. He was stunning.
How tall?
He was tall. I was wearing like 4-inch heels.
You're tall.
He took a picture of us and he was way taller than
me. What outfit was this? What night was this outfit? Was it, you know, I gotta say?
My feather top, my black pants.
This pinstripe I loved.
The black tights and those heels looked so chic.
Cute, right?
So fucking good.
Cute, right?
It was like so nostalgic, but it was like perfectly like period piece, like, you know, kind of like 70s, but it was sexy.
Timeless.
It was so hot. I loved
Thanks.
It.
Yeah, I
have actually black hose under my slacks.
That's very good. Well, Sanjay, we're very happy for you. We'd love to have him on the show. When Gaz gets in today, we should have him come on.
So we want to sound everyone off on where we should go for our live tour.
Yes.
We want everyone to follow my Instagram, Miss Joey Camasta.
Look at this man just posted a bulge pic on Instagram. Is that crazy?
I know those skinny legs.
Whose?
Who is that?
Some random person.
Why are they sending you a bulge picture?
They're not. It's on their Instagram story.
Read the name.
I'm not reading their name. If we can read your king's name, I'll read my king's name.
Wait, you think I'm tall?
You're not tall. You're like 5'6".
All women are either 5'2", 5'4", or 5'7".
My friends said I give off tall girl vibes.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you were tall.
Well, you said she gave off horse girl vibes.
What is that?
You don't give off horse girl. You know what a horse girl is?
No.
A horse girl is like...
someone that likes horses?
Yeah, or but it's like energy... Like, what's a horse girl energy?
Clunky?
Clunky, like quirky, like bizarre, like unhinged.
Oh. Am I a horse girl?
No, you're not a horse girl. Horse girls are unapologetically themselves. Horse girls are...
Taylor Swift fans.
Horse girls are Taylor Swift fans. Yes, Marty.
There's been a stabbing.
Imagine it's them just talking shit on the friend cam. This fucking pig, can you believe it? He left his dildo out.
Oh, I've left it out.
Can you listen in?
Yeah.
Try. This is the best part. Don't say it. Put it to the mic so I can hear.
I probably have to bleep it out anyway. Unless you send them like release forms.
They're not saying anything. The door's closed. They're probably inside working away.
So listen, let us know. We'll put up an Instagram post saying what cities you want us to come to. We want to do the West Coast.
I think we should do West Coast. I think we should do Florida. I think we should do Texas. I think we should do a Midwest. I think we should do maybe like a Minnesota would be fun.
We have a great comedy club in Minnesota.
I love Minnesota. My friends live there. Can we do Minnesota, please?
Yeah, let's do Minnesota. Minnesota, we're coming to you. We're coming to Nashville. We're coming to Minnesota.
My friend Clay lives there. You know Clay.
Aiken?
No, cousin Clay.
Cousin Clay.
You hung out with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the mansion, you hung out with him.
Yes,
you hung out with him at my birthday party. You hung out with him.
Yeah.
Literally 10 times.
I remember it all. We're going to do it all. Be on the lookout.
Texas would be fun, though. Like Dallas or Austin, one of those.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely Texas. Louisiana. Should we go to Louisiana Purchase? New Orleans.
I mean, if we do New Orleans, I can throw a fucking party if we do New Orleans.
Well, let's do it then.
Okay. We need a bar and we have the casino. We need a bar in New Orleans.
Oh, we'll do it. Yeah, no, I could figure that out. Yeah.
I want to do New Orleans.
I'd like to.
Big Easy?
Guys.
Should we do international tour? Top.
A gumbo fest where we eat crawfish heads off things?
and
lingerie?
We go in the spring.
Top 8 international destinations for our tour. Obviously, number
Iran.
Number 2.
Bangladesh.
Number 3. Bangkok.
Where can we get beheaded?
What's
Chechnya?
Saudi Arabia.
Chechnya.
Can we take these down?
That should be our Iran, Bangkok.
Chechnya.
I want someone to put a bag over my head and throw me off a building.
I can do that for you right here, believe it or not. What else do we have? Would we love?
Kosovo?
Russia. Moscow would be great.
No, Moscow's too nice.
Kosovo would be great. Maybe Australia.
Can we go to Capri just for coastal
shits and
seafood?
Gigs?
Yeah.
London. Capri.
We can go to the Soho House in London.
We could. Is it like the same as it is in America?
That's the original Soho House.
Is it?
Yeah, the original. It's a British company.
I stayed at a Soho House in Greece, and I was like, we were off the beaten path. We showed up there. It was like, thank God. Was there
Catullus?
Stunning. There was Catullus. You remember Greek word for cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Very nice. Now, it was pricey, but it was very nice. So we go to Capri. Where's like a really dangerous country? I mean, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you can stay in Riyadh.
We could stay in Riyadh.
Venezuela, I hear, is very dangerous.
Something maybe in the middle of Africa. Brazil. Maybe like a...
Wait, can we...
Ghana?
We'll do it out of... We'll ride wild elephants and do it from the field.
We could do it
Guinea? I think Guinea is like the least travelable.
That's derogatory. Please don't call me that.
Most dangerous country in Africa.
I don't think Africa's dangerous.
Duh. Somalia.
Is that dangerous though?
Yeah. Somalia or Sudan.
I don't think there's crime though.
There's pirates.
You cannot be gay.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, you can't be gay. They'll cut your head off.
Oh, good. Then we'll go there.
Let's redo the clitorectomies. Believe it or not.
I have so much bronzer on. I'm so sorry to the Latino community. My mustache. I look like super. I work like we're in a deli.
What's up with the, when did you bring the beard back, babe?
I can't get it back.
Why?
I had it lasered off.
No, you did not.
No, I'm joking. I'm liking this. I just want a little more stubble.
It takes a while for you to grow facial hair, huh?
Yeah, that's why I hate shaving it. I mean, it's getting better. I just want my double chin to be like softened, but I'm going to go get that fixed soon anyway.
You did the Kybella?
No, I'm not doing it. I'm going to just go get lipo. It's easier.
Lipo's more. Don't they put you out for that?
Yeah, but
why would you want to? I would rather freeze and be awake than fuck him. No, because
you're swollen like an animal for fucking months after that.
Oh, really?
And you have to keep going and doing treatments. I just want one and done. Just get it out.
Okay.
Get it out. Dr. Tutella, come suck my face out.
Follow us everywhere. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, my OnlyFans. I'm back on OnlyFans. I'm showing hole. So if you want to see that, do that. Joey's going to restart Pause Party Pig, the Twitter. Mm-hmm. So be sure to follow that.
That's right.
And that's about it for us today. Marty, Sandra, any final thoughts? Do you want to lead us out in a prayer?
Where are the prayer rugs? We didn't put them out today. And Marty never shows them on the camera.
You're not.
I did. I had the shot was so wide on whatever episode that was.
We
that,
want to like, thank
you could barely see y'all on the wide
shot. We respect what you can see.
But you can see the rugs. Yeah.
Whoever sent these prayer rugs and whoever sent me my burqa, thank you.
Yeah.
I wear it every time I masturbate.
Should we do for our customizable studio? Should we have it just be like a scene out of fucking just the most religious scene you could ever imagine? No, we have the prayer rugs. We have the Torah. We have the Quran. We have the Bible.
Bombings.
I love the
religious figures.
You say bombings?
Yeah. Should we go to the church? Should we go to church right now and get at? Remember Ash Wednesday?
How cigarette ashes? Fucking funny. Kevin Clancy wrote one of the greatest blogs ever on Ash Wednesday. I think you're an asshole if you get ashes on Ash Wednesday. You probably did growing up, you fucking guinea.
Well, we'd do it to get out of school.
You would do it to get out of school?
Yeah.
Did you have to go to CCD growing up?
Yeah.
You never went to. You did? CCD? Is Kosovo Catholic? Mostly Catholic. Can you say the Our Father?
Yes. I don't want to, though.
Yeah,
I don't bring any attention to Christianity right now
because of what they did to
Biden,
with the boys and Biden. Anyway,
thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.